This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavon. We're continuing in Daf Hashua. We're learning Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Gemara explained the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah was discussing the phrase Elu Dvarim Shu Mefer Dvarim Sheish Bahem Inoy Nefesh Im Erchatz V'Im Loy Erchatz. And the case ultimately was, the Gemara said, the case is, I'm usur to bathe forever if I bathe today. So the machlokes is not bathing one day inoy nefesh, or is it not inoy nefesh? So now the Gemara says, shanisa imerchatz, you answered the first case of the Mishnah, of the tnai if I bathe. Im loy erchatz hechidami. What's the case of someone who says, if I don't bathe? If the person says, I aser the hana of bathing forever, if I don't bathe today, if I don't bathe today, I'll be aser to bathe forever. I have a great idea. Why do you need to be made for it? Just bathe. Lamali hafara tis seche. She should take a bath and she won't become aser. Says the Ran, shanisa im erchatz. Like we answered, I asked her, Hana of washing forever if I wash. What did she hinge? If I don't bathe, then what? Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda, da Amra, Hanoas Rechitza Alai La'olam. I asked her bathing forever. If I don't bathe in the water of soaked silk, which reeks, she says, if I don't bathe in putrid liquid, then I'll be usur to bathe forever. So imlay erchatz means if I don't bathe in this disgusting liquid. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Dichvase, so then similarly, diktani imloy eskashet. In the fourth case of the Mishnah, where if she says, the third case we would be interpreting, if I adorn myself today, I'll be usher to adorn myself forever. So that would be case three. But what would case four be? Case four would have to be that if I don't adorn myself, what would that mean? Im loy eskashet beneft. If I don't adorn myself with a putrid smelling substance called naft, says the Gemara, but that can't be. Because if I don't adorn myself with that, that's not adorning. That's not called kishut. That's not called adorning. Lichlichu. That's dirt. That's considered dirt. That's considered dirt. Says the Ran. Dichvasei diktani imlayes gashet benaft lichlichu shehu metunof umasriach. It smells. It's putrid. The lishna ba'alma kashale. It's not a question on content. It's a question on verbiage. Hechi karile kishut. How could you call it kishut? Adaraba, lichlichu. Just the opposite. It's dirty. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said a different take. The Amra, hanos rechitza la'olam alai im erchatz hayoyim. Case one is, I ask her bathing today. I ask her bathing forever if I bathe today. The same as we said earlier. And what's im lo yarchatz? Ushvua shalo yarchatz. I swear I'm not going to bathe. I swear I'm not going to bathe. Yeah? And then, how are we going to explain case 3 and 4? Hanoas kishur alai la'olam im eskashet ayim. If I adorn today, I'll be usur to adorn forever. Ushvua shalo eskashet. And I swear that I'm not going to adorn myself. I swear I'm not going to adorn myself. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, now I want to tell you something very interesting. What do you mean Ravina said to Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi never said anything in the sugya b'chlal. Where did he come out of left field from? Why is Ravina saying something to Rav Ashi? Ravina should say it to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Ravina should. What do you mean Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi came out of nowhere. We mean Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi. Amar le Ravina the Rav Yehuda, or Amar le on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara could have said, we didn't have a name before, but what's Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi? It's very interesting. Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, if you're learning Daf Yomi, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Tosfos says, the Gemara there brings a question, and the Gemara brings an answer, and then the Gemara challenges the question, and then Rav Ashi says, let me tell you what I meant to ask. What do you mean what he meant to ask? He never asked anything. Yeah, so Zariah, that what? Tosfos says, Zariah, Rav Ashi redacted Talmud Bavli. And Stama of Amakshin is Rav Ashi. Yeah? So the historians prove from this kind of Lashon, Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi, Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was never quoted before. Zariah, because there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, on Peivav, Ravina Rav Ashi, Soif Hayra, Ravina Rav Ashi are the end of Psak. What does it mean they're end of Psak? Rashi says it doesn't mean they're end of Psak. It means they wrote the Gemara. Not they're the end of Psak. They redacted the Talmud. Well, how do we know that? We know it from this Lashon. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi. Where did Rav Ashi come out of? The answer is they're sitting back discussing at a conference table how to put together the Shas. And from this Lashon, we see, this is one of the proofs, that Rav Ashi is the final redactor of the Talmud Bavli.
It's called breaking the fourth wall.
What do you mean?
When, like, you have, like, there's somebody, it's like a movie when it's being filmed, they call breaking the fourth wall when there's something going on that everybody knows it, but the camera's not on, they're going to speak up. It's there, so like, we know they're there.
Mm-hmm. So here, yeah? Here it's interesting because Rav Ashi is going to respond, but there are many instances in Shas Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi doesn't respond. He just listens. He took it in. He said, "Okay, interesting. Let me note. I noted, you know." So Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi, hi. Why would, if you're going to say that loy eskashet and loy and loy loy erchatz and loy eskashet means shavua, so why does the Mishnah say elu nedarm shuhu mefer? It should say elu nedarm shvuos mi bay le lemisne. It should say shvuos also. Amar le, Rav Ashi said, Tani Eilun Damer Shavuos. Yeah, change the text. Change the text. Let the text say, Eilun Nedarim Shavuos. V'yibayi same if you want, you can say, Shavuos Nami Hainu Nedarim. Oaths are also Nedarim. The Tanan, Kenidre Rishayim, we had this Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta. Kenidre Rishayim, Nadar, Benazir, Uvekarben, Uveshvua, like the Nedarim of the wicked, he was menader by a nazir and a karban and a shvua. Okay. Let us see the Ran. Says the holy Ran. Imlay erchatz v'mei mishra, third line, mayim shesharim behem pishan, water that they soak linen in, not silk. Shehin sruchin v'yos, it smells excessively. The hechit Tavid, what should she do? Tirchas ve mishra, should she soak in this linen water? Ika inoy, there's affliction. Loi tirchas, she shouldn't wash. Mitzra hanas ruchitzala. Dichavasa diktanim layaskashit benaft lichlechu shehu metunof umasriach. It is dirty and smelly. Velishna ba'alma kashale. It's just a lashon on the text. Hechi karile kishud. How is it called adorning? The adaraba lichlechu. Ela de amra hanoas ruchitza alai la'olam im erchatz ushvua shaloy erchatz. Vahashta loy tzrichi la'ukma ba'omra. Now the Ran adds something interesting. That now that we're saying im lo yeskashet means I swear, you don't have to say the first case is im erchatz hayoim, but rather ela ba'omeres im erchatz stama. If I bathe, I'm usher to bathe. Del oila mashma. The Tanakama sarva the yeshba inoy nefesh. Rabbi Yossi sarva the lesba inoy nefesh. I. Velekala mifrach hashta kidabarchinan lisni Rabbi Yossi omer tnaize imbo inoy nefesh. We had a kasha on that. The question was. Listening, Hachir Rabbi Yosi Omer Tnai Ze Ein Bo Inoy Nefesh. The way the Ran explains it, now that we say Ein Elu Nidre Inoy Nefesh, it's Mashma. It's because the Neder is not Inoy Nefesh. That's why you can't annul it. But if it was Inoy Nefesh, you could. It's not true. The Tnai is not Inoy Nefesh. So now that's not a question anymore. Why not? Delay Efshalamisni Hachi, the Hakatani Ushvua Shaloyarchatz, the Lesbe Tanai, Vleshaich Lamemar Tanaiza. It would not be parallel to the second part of the Mishnah of Loy Erchatz, because there it's talking about a Shvua. So Erchatz is not going on the Tanai. Be it as it may, the Gemara now says we're talking about a case of Shvua. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Now according to the Chachamim, not bathing is inoy nefesh. For Amar Rabban and Rechitza is by inoy nefesh kiloy rachza. Are you going to tell me the rabbis hold that if you don't bathe, it's afflictive? Ayurim in here will ask you, Stirafa pisha aser bekula, and even though on Yom Kippur you're not to indulge in any of the five pleasures, you can't eat, drink, anoint, bathe, or engage in Tashmish Shamita, ain onosh kares ela ba'oicha v'shoisa, you're only chayiv kares if you eat and drink, because if you eat and drink, you didn't afflict yourself. You see, refraining from eating and drinking is affliction, so if you eat and drink, you didn't afflict yourself. Or v'oisa malacha b'lvad, or if you do work, you're chayiv misa. But if bathing, if not bathing is afflictive, so if you bathe, you also didn't afflict yourself. You should be chayiv kares. If you're going to say not bathing is afflictive, then b'yom kippurim, then on Yom Kippur ki rachatz, when you bathe, the chayiv kares, you should be chayiv kares. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Me inyana dekra." Rava said, "It's from the context of the pasuk." Gabi Yom Kippurim dechsev ta'anu es nafshoy seichem. By Yom Kippur it says, "Afflict your soul." Milsa diyada inuya hashta, something that you could detect the affliction now, and by bathing or by not bathing. Not bathing, you're not going to recognize the affliction immediately. Rechitza lo yada inu yahashi. You're not going to know the affliction now. So therefore, by bathing, you're not afflicting yourself now, because if you wouldn't bathe, it wouldn't be an immediate recognition of affliction. But gabe nedarim, by nedarim, it's not a matter of recognizing it now. It's... is it something that will come to affliction? The chsiv kol neder v'chol shvuas isar la'anois nefesh milsa da'asya li'dayinei nefesh, something that will come to affliction. V'chiloi rachsa, if you don't bathe, asya da'inoi. Let's see, the ran in onish karis ela aloichel v'hashoisa, there's no karis, only if you eat or drink. The chsiv kol ha'nefesh asher lois se'une v'ha'avadati ezen inoi she'yish ba'iva nefesh havi oimer zu'a chilo shtia. What's an affliction that is ruination of the nefesh, eating and drinking. Okay. Ki rachatz l'chayv kareis to haloi ma'ani nafshe, he didn't afflict himself. Uvedin hu demotzi l'shnuye. The truth is, it could have answered. Din hi derechitza mikri inoi. It's true, not bathing is called inoi. Ein chayevan al kareis to habi inon inoi nefesh. Sheish ba even nefesh. Uve inoi rechitza lesa. There's no inoy nefesh by not bathing. It's not inoy nefesh. Ela derava pirka afil alib the hanu tonight the lesu hach jerusha kedisa perak yamai kiborim. Rava was answering according to those tanaim that don't hold of that jerusha. Okay, milsa the yedia inoya hashta. The hainu achila, which is eating. The ba'isa yam on that day minkar inoya the. The affliction is recognizable. But gabi nedarim, the chsiv kol neder v'chol shvuas yisar la'anois nafesh milsa da'asya ba lidei inoy. Dekra hachi masha. The pasuk is masha as follows. Dekivan shenadra, since she made a neder, mivi'asa la'anois nafesh. Dekivan shenidra mivi'asa la'anois nafesh mefer. Since the neder will bring to inoy nafesh, you could annul it. So now the Gemara asks, "Verami Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi." Let's ask a steer in Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi says not bathing is not inoy nefesh, and yet we're going to see something even more innocuous. Rabbi Yosi holds is inoy nefesh. What is it? Verami Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi, Mayon shel bnei Yair, a spring that comes from within the city. So, Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir, a mayan that is owned by the residents of the city because it comes from there. Chayeyan v'chayey acherim. And now there's a choice. They need water to drink, and the neighboring city needs water to drink. Chayeyan koidmim l'chayey acherim. Their life comes before the life of others, because the pasuk says in this week's parasha, v'chey achicha imach chayecha Koidem, chayecha, koidem. Your life, I, Rabbi Akiva, says, v'ahavta l'recha kamaycha. But it's not true. You shouldn't love your neighbor like yourself. You should love yourself more. No, that's b'toira. Zeh klal gadol b'toira. That's only in toira you should love your friend more than yourself. In water, you should love yourself more. By the way, that what I just said is from the Chassam Sofer. Rav Moshe vehemently disagrees with that. Rav Moshe says, when it comes to water, you're allowed to love yourself first, but you're also allowed to love your friend. By Torah, it's usur to love your friend. You come first, Rav Moshe says. And he argues on the Chassam Sofer. Anyway, Chayehen koidmin l'chaye achirim. So their life takes precedence. Behemtam u'behemas achirim. Your animals need drink. And your neighbors, the neighboring city's animals need drink. Behemtam koidem zvam sachem. Your animals take precedence. Kivisasan ukvisas sachem. Your laundry and the laundry of others. Kivisasan koidem zukvisas sachem. You need to do your laundry first. Chaye achirim ukvisasan. Your laundry versus other people's life. So it's true, I need to do laundry, and the guy next door is going to keel over and flatline if I don't give him the water. So it's either I have a clean shirt, or he lives. Says the Tana, Chaye acherim koidim l'kvisasan. Your friend's life takes precedence over your dirty socks. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. Your dirty socks takes precedence over your friend's life. The guy's banging on the, I'm going to die if you don't give me the water. My socks are going to smell if I don't keep the water. So you let the guy die. You call the Chevra Kadisha. You could be maspid him. You could bury him. You could speak at his shloishim. You could give him tikkun. But you drink the water to clean. Actually, you use the pour the water on your socks. You don't have to tell him that. But that's now why? Why in the world would Rabbi Yossi say that your dirty socks takes precedence over the guy's life? Says the Ran Mayan shel b'nei ha'ir. Ah, says Gemara. Hashta kavisam Rabbi Yossi Shbatzar. If laundry, not doing laundry causes suffering. Guf kulay lekoshkein. Certainly not taking a shower causes suffering. If dirty socks cause suffering, dirty feet lekoshkein. Is that not a kav v'chomer? Even though you could say, dirty feet, nobody would know if you had clean socks on top of the dirty feet. You know, but let's see the Ran. Mayan shall bnei ha'ir hayotzi b'ir. Chayen v'chayachem, chayim koidmin v'chayachem. Shem eno imasik l'shtiyas kulin. If there's not enough for everyone to drink, shtiyasin kodemus d'chayen koidmin k'darshin b'reish perek ezeo neshech midachsiv. In this week's parsha, v'chei achicha imach. How's that for davar yafa b'itai? Behemtan u'behemas achirem, behemtan kodemus. Em eno imasik l'behemas kulan. Kvisasan u kvisas achirim, kvisas begdehen. Chaye achirim u kvisasan, bnei yer achir tzrich noisel l'shtiyasan. The neighbors, they needed to drink. Bnei oisir el kvisas mevan, you need it for your washing machine. Chaye achirim koidnum, bnei yer achir tz koidnum l'shtiyasan. Mimnei sheyish ben chaye nefesh ma she'en kim b'kvisa. Keeping your neighbors alive is more important than your clean clothing. Rabbi Yossi says, no, kvisasin shal oisir, kodemus l'shtiyasin shal b'nei yer acheres. Desvirulei the Rabbi Yossi! Because Rabbi Yossi holds, debinias kvisa ikat sara tuva. Not laundering has a lot of tsar. And therefore, chaye nefeshu. It's a matter of life. Hashta kvisa Amar Rabbi Yossi Yesh Batsar Ki Mimna Lev Loi Kibes. Then Guf Kulay Les Batsar Ruchitza Dave Bekulay Gufa, washing your whole body, Les Batsar Elalav Vadai Ruchitza Rabbi Yossi Ave Nivol. Certainly according to Rabbi Yossi, not bathing is Nivol. Unbelievably, in the week before Shavuos, sort of, Dav Pei Aleph is the famous Gemara about Berchas HaTorah, which is one of the proofs that Berchas HaTorah is Dairaisa. Okay, friends, that is the conclusion of Dav HaShavua. Stay tuned for next week's schedule. And if you want to stick around for the Friday Shiurim this week, are going to be 9:30 tonight, then you're welcome to stick around. We're going to start momentarily. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.